This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The latest now in the investigation into that tragedy in Baltimore, where a cargo ship smashed into a bridge. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that rammed and collapsed Baltimore's Key Bridge underwent engine maintenance in port before the incident. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the Dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River.
The deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore.
Maryland State Police head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead, and once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a hearing today on Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case. His lawyers argue that the charges against him are an effort to criminalize speech and advocacy protected by the First Amendment. Still no word on why an attacker killed four people and injured several more in a stabbing spree yesterday in Illinois. A 22-year-old man is in custody. Rockford, Illinois Police Chief Carla Redd.
Words can't even express my thoughts right now. This is a pretty painstaking event. My heart goes out to the families right now who are suffering a loss.
Ford will cut the number of hourly workers at its Michigan factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning as sales of electric vehicles slow. Powerball jackpots worth $935 million Saturday night. This is AP News. Now to what some migrants trying to get to the U.S. are saying about Mexico.
Venezuelan migrants attempting to enter the U.S. are finding the hardest part of their route is in Mexico. There are eight countries between Venezuela and the U.S. Many Venezuelans heading there have to endure a treacherous journey, including walking through jungles for days in Colombia and Panama. But they almost always say the hardest part of the journey is dealing with authorities in Mexico. Mexico's crackdown on immigration in recent months, at the urging of the Biden administration, has hit Venezuelans especially hard. The development highlights how much the U.S. depends on Mexico to control migration, which has reached unprecedented levels and is a top issue for voters as President Joe Biden seeks re-election. I'm Karen Chamas.
Home Depot is buying SRS Distribution, a materials provider for professionals. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.